irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the show. Today is Monday, April 27th, and it's a new week.
It is.
A new phase of our lives, and we're going to face the next 7 days with courage and hope and whatever. I don't know where that came from. Jen, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you? You're very inspired, it seems.
I guess I am. Well, that's good, because last night, for the first time in who knows how long, I went to bed at like 1 o'clock. So I got a good night's sleep. So maybe that's what it is.
I'm good.
Extremely energized this morning.
Great.
Also, we had a pretty cold week last week, and this week's going to be very hot.
Yes.
So they're saying in the 80s. So that's going to be interesting to see, where our weather is so unpredictable, you can't even know what the hell's going to go on.
Right. Well, today it's a beautiful day. I'm just happy about that.
It's you don't know what's going down unless you are out here and checking it out. In a few minutes, we're going to have a guest calling in. She's a host, one of our hosts on the station here, and she's very cool, very pretty, and she was here last night interviewing Marcia Clark, which was the prosecutor on the O.J. Simpson case.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So we've been having some high-profile guests lately, which is not bad at all. So that was cool. But you know what's curious is, like, you know, she goes, you know, she prepares for the interview, and Marcia tells her, you know, I don't want to talk about the O.J. thing. So it's like, but that's how people know you, you know? And I don't understand that. Many people do that.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess she wants to be remembered for more than just that.
Yeah, and she's got a book that came out, so she's promoting that, obviously. And but it's strange. I don't know, but it I guess it's so long ago that who cares? You know, it's like easily 20 years.
People are still fascinated by it, though.
Yeah, I know. I am.
I am too.
20 years later, man. I remember I'd come home. Like in the afternoon or in the evening, and watch the trial. It was just, I mean, I was hooked on it.
All right, so what do you think? Guilty or innocent?
Oh, well, guilty, obviously.
I don't know about obviously. He
really?
Was acquitted, so.
Yeah, he was acquitted, but it doesn't mean anything. The prosecution really screwed it up. That's one thing. Then they had the racist cop and everything. But, no, I must have read 3 or 4 books on the trial by Marcia, by Christopher Darden, who was the other prosecutor, by the defense. And no, I mean, I think there's little doubt. Maybe it's not obvious, but there's little doubt that he did it. There's nobody else that could have. And
there are some theories that he didn't work alone.
Yeah.
Or that theories. Maybe he hired somebody to do it.
It's theories, but, you know. I don't know. I mean, there's too much evidence against him. You
but
know,
then
the
why
shoes,
wasn't he
the glove?
Why wasn't he then
his behavior? Yeah, sorry.
Why wasn't he then, you know, put in jail?
Oh, that has nothing to do with it. I mean, why wasn't Casey Anthony put in jail?
I don't.
You know, that's what I'm saying. I mean, many people walk, but it doesn't mean anything. You know, the defense painted it as a racist thing, a racial issue, and got all emotions. Going on and stuff. So people didn't really, didn't know what to think or anything. But I think it was pretty clear that OJ didn't have an alibi, and there was too much evidence connecting him with the crime. So I don't know. But like I said, it's so long ago, and he's sitting in jail now for other things. But it caught up with him. I knew he would, you know. I mean, it's just like when someone's like that, they keep screwing up, you
right.
know.
Right. People hang themselves.
Yeah. They don't just screw up once.
No.
You know, it's in their DNA.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, this earthquake in Nepal, you've heard about that one.
Oh, yeah. You can't miss it.
7.8, man. I mean, that is scary shit, you know.
4,000 people dead.
4,000?
Yeah. And like another 7,000 injured.
Yeah. You see, I mean, that's the thing, man. If something happens here, and remember, I mean, they have many remote areas and stuff, very sparsely populated areas. Yeah. Imagine something in L.A., you know, I mean, it would be a disaster. Although they expect us to have less damage because all of our construction takes earthquakes into effect.
Right.
Into account.
Our buildings roll.
Yeah.
So,
many of them do.
Yeah. It's just not something I don't think anybody can imagine. I mean, devastation.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's a matter of a few seconds, you know. I saw they had a security camera by the pool in a hotel or something in Nepal, and it captured the shaking and everything. And you're just going, my God, you know, I mean, can you imagine living through something like that?
No, it's scary. I mean, I do want to watch all the videos. There's like drone videos and like different videos from Mount Everest to people, you know, sliding down in the snow and the avalanche. Wow. It's fascinating.
Yeah, huh?
It's sad, though.
The stuff that happens. It's like There's always something, huh?
Yeah, it's like one of those movies, like one of those like big films about the end of the world.
Right. Yeah. Well, there was a movie called Earthquake ages ago.
Yeah.
I remember that was a cool thing because they introduced what they call sensorround, and they would put like huge speakers in the theater, and so every time there's a rumble or something, you would feel it. They'd play bass and stuff.
Oh,
you know?
Interesting.
So it felt like things were rumbling and stuff, and you could feel it. So the movie Earthquake was like that, and it took place in L.A. So
I never saw the movie, but I've gone on the ride at Universal Studios.
Yeah. Huh?
Yeah.
I know.
Which seems really scary.
I know.
I mean, you just don't imagine that everything would really shake like that.
Yeah. I know. Let's just hope in our lifetime we don't have to experience that.
Yeah.
I don't know. They keep talking about it all the time. Every time my building shakes because of something, I don't know, somebody maybe slams a door or something and the building shakes or trucks, sometimes like the garbage trucks, they shake everything. So, you know, you never know if it's an earthquake or not. You know?
Yeah, but I was in yoga, I think, Saturday, and I heard a big bang, and I was like, what is it?
I know. It's like you never know when it's going to hit.
No.
My God. So, yeah, that's pretty bad stuff. I didn't know that Nepal was in an earthquake area, but then again, what do I know about Nepal, right?
Yeah, I mean, also, there's so many earthquake areas, I feel like.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Did you watch the Bruce Jenner interview?
I did not, but I read the reaction and everything. Mm-hmm. So, how was it?
It was so fascinating and so well done.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
They really did a well-rounded interview. And they showed, you know, obviously all about him and his life story and interviewed people in his family. And a lot of people, you know, from his family spoke. And also they did a lot about the transgender community.
Yeah.
And why it's so important to be educated on. And also, like, for him to have come out at 65 and to be the man that, like, we saw him as, like, when he was in the Olympics and stuff, he was always battling being a man. So he was an Olympic athlete to like prove how manly he was to himself to try and fight the fact that he always felt like a woman.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. So that started early on in his life.
Since he was like 8, he said that he used to like secretly dress up
like
and
cross-dress.
Yeah.
Stuff. Wow.
So for him to come out and say, you know, this is how I felt all along and it's okay to feel that way and it's okay to, you know, you will have your family's support. Well, I mean, hopefully not everyone does, but you can be happy as you are. You don't have to be something you're not because that equals unhappiness. And
right.
It was just so moving and fascinating.
Yeah. Yeah. What's amazing, I think, is that people are sympathetic with him. You know, they're not sitting there judging him and stuff.
No, you feel terrible for him that he's lived this long, like living a lie.
Right. And they're saying that his second wife, actress Linda Thompson, I don't know who she is, but she says that she's known all along, apparently, but she says, I wouldn't have given it away had he not said anything about it.
No, they all knew. All of his wives have known. Oh,
so they've all
known.
Even
his kids have known.
Wow.
They've known, but I don't think they knew to the extent at which he felt like a woman. Like maybe they saw him, you know, dress a certain way or caught him.
Right.
But they sort of like, it was the family secret. No one spoke about it ever.
Yeah. Yeah, it's an embarrassing thing, you know. I mean, just think how fascinating it is to think of a man wearing a woman's clothes, you know, and the thinking behind it.
Well, I mean, I think it's only embarrassing because it was in the news and it was speculated so much. So for his family, they had to, you know, fend off all of these rumors. And if they didn't know what was really happening until he, you know, came out to them, then they had to defend things that they didn't know what were going on.
Right. But that's, you know, that's a famous person. But obviously many people are the same way and they're not famous.
Right.
But it is the shame towards your friends, your coworkers, your family. You know, I can't imagine.
Well, hopefully that this is going to, like, remove the shame so that people don't feel they have to hide and that they, you know, it's just way more culturally known now that, like, it happens.
Yeah. Yep. I know. And people, and I think if anything, we should be grateful that we have a society that's at least more tolerant when it comes to that.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully, because there are people that kill themselves daily, whether it's because they, you know, aren't accepted by their family or because in the Bible, apparently, and this is one of the things Bruce Jenner said, was that in Deuteronomy that it said, like, you know, a man should not dress as a woman and a woman should not dress as a man. It's written there. Yeah. So if you are religious and you go by the Bible, you are essentially against God's word.
Right. You're sinning, I guess.
Right.
Wow.
So a lot of people, you know, can't be who they are because it is written somewhere that they cannot be that.
Right. And probably hate themselves for feeling that way.
Right. And they
Can
don't
you
understand
imagine how
it.
Terrible it is to go through life like that.
Right. And then some people also don't, like, go to therapy. It's not part of their nature. It's not something that they're educated that they can do or have the access to. So for them, they're just dealing with it on their own and they just hate themselves.
Yeah. I know. Oh, well. So,
oh, well,
yeah, well, what can I say? You know, I mean, the thing is that people have to deal with all kinds of different things that, you know, are embarrassing and stuff, you know.
Well, I don't know if it's embarrassing so much as it is a very difficult issue.
Yeah.
Like,
well, but why? Why is it difficult?
Because it's not something that people really understand. It's not always accepted. It's not.
So people judge, you know, and that's why I'm saying I think it's embarrassing because you don't want to. I mean, I think the feeling there is one of shame more than anything else, because otherwise, why would they hide it? You know, so I think there's something there that's more than just on the surface. And because there's a reason why people don't come out. And, you know, I think because they're afraid people will judge them, you know, so I don't know. But fortunately for us, we're straight. I mean, we don't have to deal with these things.
I wouldn't go as far as saying that because it seems a little insensitive to the people that are not.
Really?
Straight. Yes.
Okay.
But I'm glad that I face different issues that are more manageable for my life and what I'm equipped to deal with.
Right. Okay. Sounds good. I've seen on Facebook you're getting a lot of love from your mom, which is very cool. She's letting the whole world know.
She does that. Whenever
it's so funny. And I thought Jen's probably like, I don't know how you feel about it.
I don't always notice it because I don't go on Facebook that much. So like that's not my first app that I go to. Like I'm more like on Instagram and stuff. But sometimes I'll catch it, and it's funny because she's just doing it.
Yeah,
it doesn't even always like she doesn't always tag me in it. So I don't always know that it's even happening. But it's because I'm going there for Mother's Day. So I think she's like gearing up for it.
Yeah. Like family memes and things like that.
She's really active on Facebook.
But no, it's pretty cool. I mean, I think she's cute doing these things. You know, I mean, she's got you in her profile picture and stuff. You know, she loves you. It's cool. You know, it's very heartening to see that.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny because I mean, I've always grown up with my mom like suffocating me, like with love, and it's so hard for me to ever hear about mothers not loving their kids. Like, it's unrelatable. I just can't fathom that because my mom literally lives for me.
Right.
And is like, I mean, I'm also an only child and she is who she is. And I, you know, so like our dynamic is what I know as a mother and daughter.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't imagine like your mom just not.
Yeah, like not caring as
much. Yeah, and not being invested in your life and not being supportive or, I don't know. Some moms just like are jealous of their kids even. I have a girlfriend whose mom is completely jealous of her daughter and is so mean to her.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
How old is her daughter now?
I mean, my best friend, one of them. So 30.
Wow. Okay. Well, here's our guest. So let's go ahead and take that. And good morning. You're on the air with Sam and Jen. Go ahead.
Hi, Sam. It's Judy Goss, sounding like a frog.
Hi, Judy. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Thank you so much. Hi, Jen. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm okay. Can you believe I'm a radio show host?
Yeah.
I sound like Demi Moore swallowed a frog.
So you're still feeling sick, huh?
Yeah. I guess I have a sinus infection from, you know, the flight or whatever, but
yeah.
Okay, Deborah, it sounds a lot worse than I feel.
Yeah, there you go. Judy Goss is a host on our radio station here, and she hosts the show What Women Want, and you're here on here visiting from New York, right? That's where you live?
Yes.
And in New York City?
I live actually now in Long Island. I lived in New York City for about 15 years. And first of all, I want to say thank you so much for, you know, having What Women Want on LA Talk Radio, because it has just been an incredible ride. And we're celebrating our year anniversary, and it's just wonderful. And I really appreciate it all.
Oh, that's very cool. Yeah, I mean, I love your show. You know, you really know your stuff. And you also are a great presenter, you know, obviously. And maybe you can tell us a little bit about your background and what it is that you do, so people can see that you're natural, I think, for a radio show.
Besides the sound of my voice, right?
Yeah. Well, that's temporary. So
that's funny. Well, you know what? I come from the fashion industry. I started as a high fashion model, and then I went into the publishing industry. I was an editor for Cosmopolitan and More magazines, and it was really when I was at More magazine that my entertainment career, not the modeling, but the TV side, really started. Excuse me. I became a national spokesperson for them, doing interviews all around the country for their fashion and beauty division. And then I went on to host my own show on Better TV about women and women entrepreneurs. And then I just kept hosting, and I kept staying out there, and I realized after working with so many women, hundreds and hundreds at a time, I mean, I was also More magazine spokesperson for their model search, and I went to Boston at one point, and there were 350 women waiting in line to sign up for the model search. So I really was meeting, I guess, probably thousands of women. And I just realized it was my passion for helping women and getting issues out there and really becoming an advocate for women. So now I took it to another level, and I'm hosting a radio show called What Women Want. I have a company called Over 40 Females, which is a networking group for women over the age of 40. And I'm doing TV segments on a regular basis for NBC and Fox as a women's advocate, and just really trying to get out there and you know, fighting for women's rights. And I wouldn't say I'm a feminist, but I do focus on the empowerment of women.
Yeah. Well, somebody has to, you know, because the thing is, I think it is time to, you know, to treat women the way they should be and equally and so forth. You know, I was reading something interesting, like a column this weekend, or one column from a book. And, you know, and he was writing about how ridiculous it still is to say women and children, you know, because it's as though we're separating them from the men, as though they're not as capable. And we're lowering them to the level of children, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there's still some, you know, thinking going on that that women are treated differently and so forth, you know. But
hey, today Loretta Lynch was sworn in as Attorney General.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty cool,
excellent.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? I mean, we're making such huge strides, and I've always just, you know, been a part of trying to strengthen those strides, you know. I even wrote a book, too, about the modeling industry, and that was, it's called Break Into Modeling for Under $20, and that was for the younger woman who is spending too much money on pictures and you know, wasting her money trying to get into the modeling industry, so trying to save them money. So it really is, I think that women and children have always been considered a minority, but now people can see how far we've come. I mean, we have a woman running for president. So, you know, we've just come so far, and I just wanted to keep going. I think we're really on a roll. So yeah. Thank you for that.
That's very cool. And it's nice also that you're focusing on older women, because I think that, you know, they need to have a voice, you know, and it's cool that you're covering that and stuff. Now, over 40 females, it's an organization. So what do you guys exactly do?
So, excuse me, it's a networking group with 20 chapters around the country, and we meet every month to enhance ourselves either professionally or personally. So most networking groups are about business and exchanging business cards and trying to get connections and contacts, and we really combine the business and the personal so that it's really for the well-rounded women, because I feel like women over 40, when we get to this age, you know, we really are looking for something more than just promoting our businesses. So I really wanted more of a lifestyle networking organization. And we're actually opening a chapter right here in LA tonight at the Salt Creek Grill in Valencia at 6:00. And I'm honored to say Marcia Clark, the former O.J. Simpson prosecutor, is going to be the keynote speaker at the launch.
Oh, wow.
And then we're launching also in San Diego tomorrow night.
Very cool. And I wanted to let people know that you actually had Marcia on the show last night. And if people want to be able to listen to it, go to our website, go to What Women Want from our menu at the top, or pictures everywhere. And you can find Judy and her show and all the past shows as well. And I think it was a great interview, and you really handled it well, you know. I mean, you're obviously a pro at what you do, Judy.
So, thank you. Well, you know what, Marcia is so engaging and so informative, and oh my gosh, she was a former O.J. Simpson prosecutor.
I know, she was
like,
the
how
biggest.
Could her story not be interesting? You know, I'm getting comments that it was the most fascinating interview I've done. Well, you know what, she's fascinating, and she really made the show.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting, because, you know, I read her book after the trial as well, and it was pretty interesting to follow that, I think. And she was one of the biggest stars in the country at that time. I mean, everybody knew who Marcia Clark was, you know.
But that had a lot of downsides to it too.
That's it. They took a lot of flack when they lost the trial. But yeah, that's so long ago. I was telling Jen, you know, it's like 20 years ago.
Still so fascinating today.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jen, you know what? That's what I think, too. I mean, I said on my radio show last night, you know, that was a long time ago. You have a different life now. And I kept thinking, but that's still so fascinating.
Yeah.
That, you know, that it was so long ago. But, you know, I mean, I think people are interested, especially about her reinvention. She's writing, Jen, I'm not sure if you know, but she wrote 4 books, and they're legal thrillers, of course. And literally, I read one of the books because I didn't want to not read any of the books before I interviewed her. So I read one of the books just recently, and it was about a school shooting. And she literally had me in tears. And then before I could finish crying, she had me laughing. And wow. I just thought that was a sign of a really great talent.
Yeah.
Yes, definitely.
And that's what's great about being on the radio. You get to talk to people you otherwise wouldn't get to. And, you know, sometimes people that are pretty prominent. So it's very
Oh, my
cool.
gosh. I interviewed someone from New Zealand the other day. Can you imagine? It was so great.
Wow.
I just thought, if I didn't have my own radio show, I never would have. You're exactly right. I never would have met. I never would have even known who she is.
Right. Very cool. Well, I also wanted to ask you, so a little bit of background. Do you have a family, right, in New York?
Yes, I do. I have a husband and twin girls who are 10 years old.
Oh, twin girls. How cool. How cute.
Yeah, huh? Identical girls.
Yeah. Very cool. Well, that's very nice. So how long are you staying in L.A.? Are you leaving tomorrow?
I'm here until, I'm going to the events tonight and tomorrow night, and then I'm supposed to leave Wednesday. I guess my sinus infection will tell me whether I'm leaving or not, but I'm staying at my cousin's place here in LA, so I can always stay an extra day if I need to.
That's true.
I love it out here. I want to move out here. So yeah.
You do, huh? I know. It
absolutely.
It has a way of doing this to people, you know. And,
yeah, totally. And my husband lived out here for a long time. He was an actor back in the day. And he loves it. And, you know, we're just, honestly, the sinus infection is the result of our winter in New York.
Yeah, probably, right?
So, you know, it's about time.
Yeah. Definitely. Well, this is nice. You know, you just get to see now with all the distances how spread out Southern California is, you know.
It's so absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah. But everything is long distances, you know. Otherwise, you would have been here in the studio. But it's just way too far to drive where you are. And it's funny that it's still considered L.A., you know.
I know. And, you know, with the technology today, you can broadcast from anywhere.
Yeah.
And that's why I had a woman from New Zealand on the phone the other night. And it was funny because it was the next day for her already.
Yeah. I know.
And,
it's interesting.
When I was interviewing her, and I just thought, how great that, you know, radio is tying us all together around the world, not even just L.A. or New York or, you know, where we are.
Yeah. Very cool. All right, everybody, if you want to listen to Judy Goss, the show is What Women Want. You can go to our website and listen. Also, you have a couple of websites, judygoss.com and over40females.com. That's 40, the number 40. And you guys can check it out. There's also a news clip and everything that you are on ABC Eyewitness News. And I've seen that you appear on TV quite a bit as a guest, right?
Yes, I'm constantly, fortunately, always on TV.
Yeah.
I'm a regular in New York on NBC Fox and NBC, I'm sorry, Fox News, 6 o'clock news, I'm a regular, and NBC Connecticut and ABC Eyewitness News.
And what do they utilize you as, like an authority on what?
Well, when I did all those TV segments for Moore Magazine, and then when my book came out, I became known as a, quote, lifestyle expert. And then I started focusing the segments on women, like for Fox News in New York City. Just a couple weeks ago, I did a segment on breastfeeding versus bottle feeding. And I did a segment for them on the domestic violence issue and what women can do if they find themselves in that situation and that type of thing. So lately, they've tagged me as a women's advocate. So, but I love that because I'm not just about over 40 females and women over 40, and I'm not just about the modeling world and teenagers and women in their 20s that want to get into the industry. I'm about women for every age. So, and that's what I love most about What Women Want. I can kind of run the gamut as far as that goes.
That's true. Well, Judy, thank you so much for calling in. We hope that you'll feel better soon, of course, and feel better soon. Watch how you're going to get better. Get on the plane and then again be sick when you get to New York.
Well, I hope that doesn't happen.
I know. It's just that I tend to get sick sometimes flying in an airplane, and I know people that do, because everybody just sits in there in a little tin can, you know, with all their germs and everything. But
it's a petri dish of germs.
Exactly. What can you do, though? Judy, thank you so much. Everybody, listen to the show. It's on you're moving from Sunday to Wednesday now. So
oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Yeah, our first Wednesday show is 1 week from this Wednesday, so May 6th.
Yeah, so May 6th, the first show, you can catch What Women Want Wednesdays at 6 on Channel 2, 6 p.m. Pacific.
Channel 1. Actually, I think we're moving to Channel 1.
Oh, you're going to be in Channel 1. Okay, let me take it back. That's right. Channel 2 is busy. Okay.
That's okay. You know what? Right. We just had our last Sunday show last night, so we just have to, you know, get everything organized. But yes, Channel 1, 6 o'clock Wednesday evening.
Yeah, and besides, if you guys just go to the website, we try to make it as explanatory as possible, and you'll just see Judy's picture on the page that day. Judy, thank you so much.
Thank you, Sam. Thank you, Jen.
Of course,
feel better.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
and have a great time at the launch of the chapter tonight and with Marsha, and that'll be cool.
I'm very excited.
It'll probably be videotaped. I wouldn't mind watching that. You know, that'd be cool.
Yeah, we have to get somebody with their camera. I'm not sure if the chapter directors will have a video guy there. Sometimes they do. So I'll send it to you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, of course, Judy. Thank you and all the best to you.
You too, Sam.
Okay, talk soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, I like ambitious people, you know, that feel they really want to help and they're able to help other people.
Yes.
You know, it's very cool. So, yeah, catch the show. She's a lot of fun. She has a co-host who calls in, I think, from Florida or something, while she's in New York. And very good show. Very cool. What Women Want. Yeah. So there's life for women after 40. That's what she's trying to say.
Yes.
And I think we need to understand that.
Yes.
Yeah. And for men too, I guess, right?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I was thinking about that. You know, I think about it a lot.
Yes.
But I think I'm on the way to embracing my age, you know? I think I'm a prisoner of my I don't know, of like physical attraction and stuff, you know, and I know it's not the most important thing,
mm-hmm.
but to me it is, and it bothers me because I know there's more important things, but how do you make yourself attracted to someone if you're not, you know? But that's the thing, is that I need to, I'm not having much success with Tinder or any of those things. So mm-hmm. I think I need to go out more and hang out where women my age are. And because obviously there's a lot of great, great people, you know, you don't have to be young. I'm just so preoccupied with youth and stuff that it's, that I realized I don't know what I'm looking for now.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I don't know if it's just to play or whatever. I think that would be cool for a little bit. But yeah, at my age, not many people are looking to play. They want to settle down again, you know, in their lives. If they're single at my age, then they're looking to settle down again.
Yes.
You know, and but I don't know, man, I'm getting some really, really homely looking women on my Tinder. And I'm wondering, what is it? You know, I mean, am I seeing something that nobody else is seeing? I don't know. Anyway, this is everybody's nightmare. And we were talking about revenge porn. This woman found her pictures like all over the internet, naked.
Yikes.
And I mean, it was all over. It's obviously, you know, you can't do anything about it once it's out there.
Yeah.
And they're saying that, you know, it's like, they're saying every time she meets you, she's going to wonder if you've seen her naked, you know. So just imagine that. I mean, how do you go on with life like this? It's got to be the biggest embarrassment ever.
So somebody put her pictures out there?
Right. And now let me tell you the story about this one. I guess she started dating this man, and she realized one day that she was, I guess she was at his house, and she noticed an LED light beaming from a pen holder in his room.
Mm-hmm.
So she went, unscrewed this, and found out it was a camera. She says, my world started spinning. And she found a memory card inside filled with countless images of herself, ranging from her watching TV to changing her clothes.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Wow. So, yeah, because, I mean, so you wonder how he captured her changing and stuff. Well, I guess maybe she changes at his house, but she found cameras in her house, too.
What a freak. So they broke up, and then what happened?
Yeah, and she found out about this. So she got, like, restraining orders and everything, but, you know, this is like, it just goes to show you how your life can be destroyed when you're with someone. You got to be very, I guess, very selective, you know, in who you go home with. And not only that, but I always prefer to host. I prefer to be the one where my house is a place where we hang out. Because mm-hmm. I don't know what she has there.
Right.
You know?
I mean, you trust yourself, not somebody else.
Exactly. You know, at least don't know you're going to be there. Suddenly a husband is going to walk in on you or something, you know.
Yeah, that would be unfortunate.
Yeah, it's like, you don't know. I'd rather be in familiar territory.
Right. Definitely.
Wow. It's like, I'm wondering, what would you do if something like this happened to you? I mean, it's got to be the worst, you know. I mean, you know, changing and everything, it's really not a big deal when you think about it. But if they capture them in, like, action,
yeah,
sexual action, that would be devastating.
Right.
I think, you know.
Those are private moments.
And they are.
Especially if you're not aware that it's happening.
Right.
You feel very vulnerable and out of control because yeah. somebody made a choice for you.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, this guy had cameras all over the place.
What a freak.
Yeah. What a freak. I'm wondering if he's in jail because it's illegal now, right? Didn't we just hear they made it illegal?
I mean, it should be.
Yeah. I mean, the guy that started that website is sitting in jail now for like 17 years or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah. And, I mean, this is like, there was another woman, and it was posted by her ex-husband. And, yeah, I mean, they're saying it feels like rape, and I can totally understand that.
Yeah.
You know, the most intimate moments of your life. Wow. That's terrible. What would you do? I mean, wouldn't you, like, go crazy?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'd go out of my mind. I'd kill the bastard.
I mean, I don't know that I'd go that far, but yeah. I would definitely seek any kind of legal justice that I could.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. So we were talking about Roseanne Barr's going blind, and she's describing this. I guess she has two diseases of the eye. One is glaucoma, and one is macular degeneration. So she's struggling with both of them, and she says, my vision is closing in now.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
She's still young.
I know. She says, I just try and enjoy vision as much as possible. Wow. I mean, this is almost like knowing you're going to die soon.
Yeah, I mean, you literally know you're not going to see ever again.
Yeah, you're counting down to something really terrible.
I can't believe that they don't have a way of reversing blindness.
I know.
There's so many cures for things. It's just, I mean, not that I understand medicine whatsoever because it's just not my field.
Yeah.
But it's interesting that they can cure certain things and they can, like, you know, perform surgeries and replace certain things. They can even make a man a woman and a woman a man.
Yeah.
But they can't, like, reverse blindness.
Right. But I think with stem cell, they'll be able to do that, you know. It's just that there's so much controversy over it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why, but there is. And so, you know, I mean, I know it can be done. I mean, it's just that maybe, you know, for certain reasons they don't do it. I don't know. But it seems like they can help. They can restore hearing, though, right? Some of the time.
I think, well, you can put the, like, hearing aid in your ear.
Right. But I don't know whether that works if you're completely deaf. You know, I don't know what
I'm
that
not sure.
means. Right. But they do have some surgeries and stuff to take care of that. I remember posting some video I saw on Facebook some time ago of a baby who started hearing for the first time. And you look at his face. Remember that?
Yeah.
And you look at his face. I just started, like, crying. I mean, I thought, wow.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. So, yeah, so I don't know what I'm going to do about dating, you know. Maybe I just need to. Maybe it's what I'm projecting. I don't know. I think I'm projecting on myself.
I think so.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's Roseanne. What else is new? How was your weekend?
My weekend was very good. It was a lot of fun.
Did you go to the shower yesterday?
No, I didn't because I was afraid of being contagious.
Whatever. And the mothers told you not to come?
No, she was actually fine with it, but I woke up like feeling a little itchy, and I was like, if for any reason that I wasn't diagnosed correctly,
right,
then I wouldn't want to be responsible.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
So,
yeah,
I did not go, but obviously going to send a good gift.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you should.
Yeah. But other than that, had family dinner on Sunday night. I had...
Cool. Did you go out at all?
Yes. Friday night and Saturday night. Mm. Went out with friends.
Really? Mm-hmm. Do you go dancing too or just drinking? Or what do you guys do?
It depends on the location and what the environment is. But this weekend we just went to the same... Actually, we went... Well, we don't go dancing because there's no like places that are like you go dancing. Like
clubs, no? But you don't like clubs?
Even there, people aren't always dancing. So.
They're not?
No.
So where does someone go if they want to dance?
I don't know. That's like a generational thing.
Really?
Yeah.
No, because, I mean, I don't dance anymore. But the thing is, I thought people love to dance, especially women.
I think they do. It's just not so common. Like, people don't, like, go out dancing. That's not, like, a thing.
Right. Yeah, well, I guess kids
You can dance at a bar that has music and space to dance.
Right.
If you choose to dance.
Right, but you'd probably be the only one, right?
Well, I mean, I like Saturday night we went to dinner, then we went to a bar, and then we went to another bar, and the second bar was more somewhere where you could dance if you wanted to. So Lauren and I did, but like we were dancing and other people weren't.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't like you don't go dancing anymore.
Yeah. That's interesting. Now, you see, that's a revelation. I never realized that. I thought people still like to go dancing. I mean, it used to be like women would judge guys by their ability to dance or their desire to dance.
I mean, that was also back when, like, Grease came out.
Come on. I didn't live when Grease came out or during the time that Grease describes there. No. But no, I mean, I think until recently, I know that, I don't know. Yeah, generational thing, huh?
Yeah.
Thanks. Thanks for making me feel young.
Listen, I'm just saying it's true.
Like, no, I know. I'm not complaining. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, you should read The Power of Now. Have you read that by Eckhart Tolle?
No, I've heard you say that.
You though. Should read that.
Yeah.
Since you read so much, you might as well read that
I know.
As well.
That's the question. Do I have any more time for any more books?
I think you... So my favorite quote ever uh-huh. is something is only far if you don't want to go.
Okay. That makes sense.
Right.
Right.
You're only busy if you don't want to add something else to your plate.
Right.
You could fit it in if you wanted to.
Another book, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I probably
could. You could also postpone a different one.
Right.
And you could read whatever first, or you make time for what you want to do.
Yeah. No, that's true. You know, I mean, I'm currently reading about 6 books, but then on the Kindle, I found another one by accident, and I thought, I have to read this one and read it now.
There you go. Well, so that took priority.
So I'll take that. You know what? I'll sort of like look into The Power of Now. I'll browse it and see if it's something I want to read, if I can relate to it, you know.
I think, well, I also feel like sometimes you should read things you don't relate to because it might be enlightening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It talks a lot about, well, obviously, now and what now means and people's relationship to time. And usually... issues with time brings a lot of anxiety to people.
Right.
You seem to have that.
Yeah.
Based on like age and time and getting older and
right.
that kind of thing.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm seeing my parents aging and stuff, and that's, you know, so it drives the point home.
Right.
I mean, look, you're 30. You don't even think about these things yet.
No. I have so much time.
You do.
And even if I didn't, then I don't.
Yeah. No, you've got so much time, you know. Yeah. I think it'd be cool to see you as a mother, you know?
Yikes.
Running after little kids and stuff, you know?
I cannot
it's
imagine.
It's hard to imagine you like that, yeah.
It's so weird. I will tell you what I did yesterday, because I have no shame in my game. I did make my wedding invitation list.
Excuse me.
I really did it. I did it.
That's like buying the bike chain before you buy the bike.
You know what? I'm prepared.
Really?
Yep.
Okay. So how many did you come up with?
Well, so the reason I did it, I will explain, is because two of my cousins are currently like planning weddings. And one of my girlfriends went to a wedding on Saturday. So it's been a lot of wedding talk.
Right.
So everyone always has, you know, it's like obviously, you know, with whatever people are going through in your life at that time, that's what becomes the conversation.
Right.
So right now I'm surrounded by weddings, and obviously I'm 30 years old and people are getting like engaged and stuff. I have a couple girlfriends that are probably going to get engaged soon. So when this is my surrounding, I'm like, okay, wedding's on the brain. So I'm like trying to figure out what I would want, because I don't want to all of a sudden one day be in the position where it's like, oh shit, now I have to start thinking about this. No, I know. I already have answers. So I don't want a big wedding. And then, you know, like, my girlfriend went to a wedding with 250 people. I'm like, that's not what I want at all.
No, huh?
No. And so my cousins, though, like, are doing the thing where they're like, okay, I get 50, you get 50. And so together we have 100 right. max. So I was like, all right, let me use that school of thought. If I have 100 people at my wedding, I get 50. So let's see how many people I would actually invite or need to cut off my list.
Right.
So I actually got under 50.
Really?
With all the people I know in the world, I was like, I'm going to prioritize who of my family and friends do I really want at my wedding.
Exactly. And that's what I mean. I mean, when you invite over 200 people, many of them you don't even know because they're friends of friends or family of family.
Right.
Distant family.
And I you know what? My dad is an only child, but he's got his two first cousins that are my uncles. He gets them. My mom gets her brother and his wife.
Yeah.
That's it. And then all the cousins get their significant others. There's going to be no kids unless there's somebody that is a flower child or whatever it is.
Well, it's cool that you're already planning. I mean, it's never too early for Jen to start planning.
Never.
And make lists.
It's one more list to add to my phone. Yeah. All my notes are like my prized possessions because they're all of my thoughts.
Yeah.
Gotta keep them somewhere. I can't remember everything all the time.
That's true. But you better print everything, you know? I mean, you know.
No, I back up my phone regularly.
I know, but still. Still, I realized, you know, even when I keep digital copies, I'm going to start printing everything now that's important.
All right, I'm going to print my wedding list.
You should. You should.
I'll do that today.
Some of your important stuff that you have on the phone, because you never know.
But what then if I have the to file it somewhere. Work? Where am I going to file it?
I know.
I hate filing.
Well, just get a little file box.
I have it.
That you can lock.
I don't lock it.
So nobody can see it.
Well, no one really cares what's going on. I tell everyone anyway, so. Zero privacy. Guess what, guys? You're not invited to my wedding. I told my family last night at dinner, I was like, you made the cut.
Yeah.
And if you want to know if you're coming to my wedding, that I don't have a boyfriend and not getting married anytime soon, but you made it. You're coming to my wedding. Yeah. So they're all planning.
Right. But you know what? The thing is this, is that it doesn't have to take that long. I mean, many people realize in a few months that, hey, this is a person I want to marry.
Exactly.
You know?
And as you get older, it happens quicker.
You think so?
Yeah, because we're, like, let's say I start dating somebody now. Clearly, I'm in the place where I'm thinking, do I want to marry the person I'm dating or not? So I'll either continue seeing them and with that in mind, or I will not date them anymore because I don't need to waste time with anybody.
Right.
So, and I don't want to waste their time. So, yeah, I think that, like, when you know, if you're old enough and it's, like, something in your life where it makes sense, you probably just do it quicker.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, because, I mean, you're actually more in a hurry, I guess, when you reach your 30s and everything.
I mean, I don't know that you're so much in a hurry, but you're also not waiting.
Right.
Like, it's not like when you're 25 and you're like, I'm too young to get married. I still want to accomplish things. Or when you're 20 and you're like, I still have so much of the world to see. You know, it's more like, well, I'm 30. Like, that's where I'm at right now. I would like to be married and start a family.
Yeah.
I don't really have the pressure of, like, the timing or anything because I am also just 30.
Great. And you don't feel pressure from the family or
anything? Not at all.
Good for you.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't care.
Yeah. No, that's good. You know, I mean, there's many families. It's like they won't leave you alone.
Right.
You know? Look, you're not getting any younger.
Right.
I mean, come on, you know.
No, I mean, I push back too if they even tried.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I don't think they.
Yeah, it's like leave me alone and get out of my personal life.
Right. I'll talk to you on Facebook.
I know. There's so many things on Facebook.
Have you been seeing the videos people are making of themselves as like a Korean singer?
No.
Oh, my goodness. This is like all the rage right
really?
Now.
Really?
It is
Which
so
Korean singer is
much
it?
Fun. It's just an app called My Idol. Uh-huh. And I started seeing people making these like, it's you essentially make yourself an emoji and the app allows you to like sing. So it'll give you songs to pick from and like different actions. So I made myself a stripper for some reason. Only because I wasn't a singer of like some love song. And like, you have to look at it. It's an app that is completely in, I think, Korean. I could be wrong, and I'm sorry if I'm insulting any culture out there. But it's in an Asian language, so you honestly don't even know what you're clicking. And then you somehow make yourself an emoji. It scans your face, and it puts you as this character in this app. Then you can change your wardrobe, your actions, your hair, your eye color. You can pick a song, a dance, whatever they have as options, you can make yourself this character. So people are posting them all over Instagram and Facebook and everything. I'll show you mine. But
crazy.
It's so much fun.
Yeah.
Lauren and I did it on Saturday. It probably took us an hour for each of us to make our own.
Yeah.
And it was so much fun.
Well, why didn't you post it so we can see?
All right. Where should I post it? I guess I'll post it maybe on Twitter.
Yeah, wherever you post.
Okay, if you're following me, it's at Jennifer Golden on Twitter. You can see it
there. Okay, so we'll see it there. Yeah. Someone asked me about Periscope yesterday. I said, oh, yeah, I've heard of Periscope.
It's great.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's it for today, folks. Let's see. I'm trying to think of who's on tomorrow, but whoever's on, it's going to be cool. We always bring you cool guests, cool personalities. So everybody go out there, make it a wonderful day, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Yes, we will.
Listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, right here on LA Talk Radio.